I will say, Yeridaeus Kufyabeis, Dinim of Pas Akum. If you remember, yesterday we began Shir by presenting a stira in the Gemaras as to whether the din of Pas Akum is modeled after an iser of intermarriage, an iser b'nai sehem, or, right, iser chasnus. The Gemara says, how can you possibly permit Pas Akum? Isn't there a din of chasnus? There is another possibility that the Gemara addressed, that the reason for the iser is not out chasnus, but the reason for the iser is out avodah zarah, right? That pitan, shmanam, yenam, right? Mishum b'nai sehem, and b'nai sehem mishum davar acher, meaning the iser is out avodah zarah. And we pointed out that the Chelkas Binyamin on page 3 and page 4 points out that there is such a stira, but his inclination is that the maskanas hadavar is that the iser is really mishum b'nai sehem. It's just that b'nai sehem itself is aser mishum avodah zarah, like it says in the psukim. What we try to argue is that this issue really depends on the machlokes between the shach and the prima godim and sifkot and dalet, and the shach sifkot and dalet. But the Rama writes that there's an iser even where there's no concern of chasnus. We wanted to suggest that maybe the Rama holds that the iser is out of avodah zarah, and that's why the Shach says the iser is even past komrim, even bread of priests. And we said, oh, that's because the iser is avodah zarah. But the Prima Godim adds even past sarim, and therefore it's not an iser of avodah zarah, because the komrim worship avodah zarah, the sarim don't worship avodah zarah. This is what we suggested yesterday. I think what we said yesterday is incorrect, because the reason why the Shach asers pass Komrim is based on Tshuvas Haraj Bechelek Aleph Simen Resh Mem Ches, and the Shach kind of alludes to this. The Shach writes, Im Ein Lazeh Yesh Lazeh, right? Meaning, this Komer might not have a kid, and the Hanami, but that other guy has a kid, and we can't distinguish between them. If you look inside in the Rash, but he makes the point that is relevant for current events, that who says Komrim don't have children? Right, that's what the Rashba and that Tshuva makes that point also, that maybe there are children. So, Meres, I think that what emerges is that even the Shach is saying that the Isser is out chasnus, and when we aser the bread of someone who does not have children, right, when the Rama says, afil b'makom that there's no chasnus, it's aser, it's not out avodah zarah, like we suggested yesterday, but it's out im ein lozeh yesh lozeh, right? It's really a different pshat. I think what we said yesterday is incorrect. However, the Mate Yehonasan, the Rebbe Yonatan Eibshitz, in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, Mate Yehonasan does suggest that there are some who assume that Isser is outside of Zara, and that's the way he wants to learn the Mechaber, with the Be'er Girsa in the Mechaber, that the Isser really is out of Zara. And he says that this really depends on how you learn that Gemara in Avodah Zarah about Gazra Pitan Ve'yenon, right, Mishum B'nosem, B'nosem Mishum Dover Acher. Right, he says that there are two ways to read that Gemara. So the point I'm trying to make is that I don't think Achari Kechlos Hakol, after we have the correct Girsa in the Mechaber, so I don't think anyone is really saying that the Isser of Pas Akum is Altsavai Dezara. Maybe there was such a Girsa that was added into the Mechaber, but like the footnote pointed out, that is because of the censor. Right? No one really holds L'maisa, the Isser is out avodah zarah. This is out intermarriage. But we have a broad understanding of intermarriage, that intermarriage applies even to people who won't have children. That's the correction of what we said yesterday. So far, so good? Now, question, gentlemen. There are kulas by Pas Akum. Kulas by Pasachim. And the question is, are the Kulas of Pasachim, are they Hutra or Dechuya? Meaning to say, in Seif Beis, it says that there are Mekomos that they bypass from a Nachdom Goy when there is no Nachdom Yisrael. There are Komos that they buy bread from a Goyish baker if no Jewish baker is around. The Rama writes that even if there are Jewish bakers around, they buy from a Goyish something. We'll talk about what that something is. So there are Kulas that we have by Pasachim. What's the reason for the Kula? And to say it a little differently in Lumdish terminology, is it Hutra or Dechuya? Zosomeres. When I give a Kula by Pasachim, does that mean that carte blanche, heter, mutter, and ganzen? Or do we say, you know what, you should really avoid it? And I think when you go through the Rishonim, you get two different impressions. Tosis on Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Tosis points out, Diba Maschum Mechlau De'ikom Mandashari, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Hei says that Pa'as was not Mutter B'Bezdin. Zot the Gemara, oh, you're telling me it's not Mutter, that means that there are some who say it is Mutter. Right, it's like, well, I don't know, Lahavdil, it's like some places in Eretz Yisrael, we once got a ticket for this, some places in Eretz Yisrael, there's a sign that says, yes, parking on this side of the street, right? So you're supposed to be a Gemara cop and figure out that means on that side of the street, you can't park, right? So that's what this Gemara says. Right? The Gemara says that Pas was not Mutter. That means that there are some who say it was Mutter. So Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara tells a story that Rav Dimi came, and he said that once upon a time, Rebbe goes out to the field, and they bring him some bread, and Rebbe says, oh, what beautiful bread, how come they said it's Aser? So Gemara says, how come they said it's Aser? It doesn't mishum chasnus. Ella, mara uchachomim la'asra b'sada. That's one version of the Gemara. How come they say it's Aser b'sada? Another version of the Gemara is, how come they say Shalpalter is Aser? Right? You get an impression from the Gemara that there are those who say that it should be Mutter Bisoda. Bisoda apparently, what, there's no concern that you're going to marry the daughter because it's just Ba'akrei Ba'alma that you're in Bisoda. Or there are some who say that there's a kula of palter. Because again, there's no real concern that you'll marry the daughter. You get an impression, though, that the Gemara says, although there are some who say that, Acharei Kechlos Hakol, Talmud Bavli says, normative Judaism is not matir pas. Right? That's what the Gemara writes on Lamed Hei Amid Beis. There's no kula even by pas. Palter, no kula, even besada. Right? Rebbe says, Geshmak of bread, ma'aro chachomim la'asra. Right? But lamaisa, it's also. That's the Gemara in Lamed Hey on the base. The Bali HaTosfos comment on Lamed Hey on the base that although the Gemara says that it's not mutter, the Maskon of the Gemara, it's not Mutter. But that was at that time in the Talmud. But at some subsequent later time, so they taka were matir, the bread. Right? There's a din that if you have a, there's a din that a bezdin can be a bezin cannot be matir divrei bezin chaveroi ela im ken gadol himenu b'chachma u'b'minyan, that a bezdin in our generation can't eradicate a din that a previous bezdin established, but if the gezeira was lo pashto b'rov Yisrael, if the gezeira never spread out, So then even the lower level Bezdin can be Mevatel what an earlier Bezdin said. The Gemara says later on in Lamed Zayin that Be'etzem they would have been Matir Pas, but they decided not to do so because they'd be called the Bezdin Sharia. They'd be called, for lack of a better term, modern Orthodox. They'd be called like those who are Makel, too Makel. Zoktaisis, you get an impression from all of these Gemaras that really it's possible to be Matir the Isser Pas. Not only is it possible to be Matir the Isser Pas, but at some later point in time, they were Matir the Isser Pas. And the reason why they were Matir the Isser Pas of Taisus is because Lo Nispashta HaGezera B'chol Yisrael, since there are Makomos that never accepted the Isser of Pas, so a later Bezdin came and they said, poof. Right? Since it didn't spread everywhere, so even though we're not as choshev as the earlier Dairis, we could still be Mevatel the Isser. Moreover, Zaktaisvis, the Yerushalmi says that Pas Umdu Alav the Hitiruhu. The Yerushalmi says that they were Matir the Isser of Pas. Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi as making a categorical statement that they are Matir the Isser of Pas. There is zero Isser. Bepashtus, this is Tosis L'shitasam, that the din of Pas was never Nispashta B'chol Yisrael. Consequently, a later Bezin can come and say there's no din, right? No Isser Pas. Doesn't exist. That's the way Tosis presents it. That's why Tosis presents it, the shame, the Yerushalmi. And therefore, Tosis goes on and says that if I'm eating Pas, I'm Machmir Pas Yisrael. You're not Machmir. But if I'm eating bread with you, there's no din of Blias Kalim. Right? I'm just reading the Tosis Lamed Hay. The whole Yisod of Tosis is that on the fundamental level, there is no real Isser of Pas. The Bezin was Matirit. Amdu Allah Vihitiru, the Yerushalmi says. It's Be'etzem not Aser. If you're Machmir, so you're from. But there's going to be no Blias Kalem when someone else is, right? Someone else, from the past into someone else. There's no Blias Kalem. Because it's Damazoi from Kite. That's the way Tosfos has it. The Rif has a different take on Judaism. The Rif is found in Yudalar Amid Beis, Bedape HaRif. The Rif also quotes from the Yerushalmi, but the Rif quotes from the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yaakov B'Shem Rabbi Yonason says that Pas Mehuchoy She'im Amum Hu. Pas is like a halacha that involves like some stumbling, some stammering. Zokt the Rif that they are matir goyish bread b'makom that there is no Jewish bread, and the kula is al tchayei nefesh. The kula is because, as some of the Rishonim say, Aloshin al halechem yichya ha'adam, bread is a staple. You need bread to live. Therefore, they are mekol mishum chayei nefesh. Now, this is a phenomenal thing. You get the impression that the Rif has a kula al chayei nefesh, which I would say is a dechuya, not a hutra. Chayei nefesh means that it's ke'ilu, you need it. It's ke'ilu like a pekuach nefesh. Okay, not mamish pekuach nefesh. It's something that's necessary. You need bread. Therefore, I'm mekel. But therefore, because it's a dechuya, I'm only mekel b'makom she'ein pas Yisrael metzuya. If you hold, like Tosfos, the kula is a hutra. The kulas that we have by Pas Akum are that the Isser never extended this far. It's a hutra, not a dechuya. And that's why, by the way, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi different than the Rif quotes the Yerushalmi. The Rif quotes the Yerushalmi, it's Hilchos She'im Amum, and they're only Mekol B'makim She'im Pas Yisrael. Tosfos doesn't quote that. Tosfos says, Hitiruhu. Mutter. Because Tosfos holds a Tutra. And Tosfos, by the way, never says that the Kula is only on Pas Shel Palter. The Rif says the Kula is only on Pas Shel Palter, no? Tosfos doesn't say that. Because Tosfos holds that it's Hutra, it's not Tuchuya. Hama'ayin in the Sugya, meaning on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. So you have to look in the Shach and the Taz. Both good Jews, they both had beards. So the din is, Mechaber writes, Sif Beis, and Mechaimus that they're Mekel on, right, Pass, where there's no Nachtom Yisrael. They're Mekel because it's Shas HaDechak. That's the Lashon of the Mechaber. But the Taz doesn't say the Kulos out Shas HaDechak. Taz Eistalad writes, Shigzeres HaPass on this Pashta B'chol HaMekomos. B'shoshin Gazra Aleha B'mei HaTanoyim. The Taz writes, Lonis Pashto. That sounds like Tosfos. The Shah, however, more in line with what the Mechaber says, the Shah writes in Eisvav that they are Mekel on Pas, but not on Bishul, because Al HaPas Yechia HaAdam. And the Shah, and it's Shayech Bei Taimed Yerushalmi of Chayin Nefesh. And the Shach writes, and therefore we have kulas by pass, like Hashlachas Kisim, they're all out Chaya Nefesh. The Shach says Chaya Nefesh, the Taz does not say Chaya Nefesh. Point one. Lecha Oira, when I get beneath the hood, I see a few big nafgaminas in this presentation. Va'afareshet sichati. The Rambam writes, in Se'if Beis, that there are yesh mekomos, he quotes in the Mordechai, there are yesh mekomos, that even if Pas Yisrael is matzoi, it still is going to be permitted. Even if there is Pas Yisrael, but it still is going to be permitted. That's what the Rambam writes. What's the pshat in this shita? So this comes from the Mordechai, and the Mordechai says that the reason for the kula is because lo nispashet ha'iser b'chol hamakomos, and that's why they are meko even if there is a palter Yisrael. So the Shach comments, according to this rationale, that I'm saying that lo nispashto ha'iser, so it should be that even pas balabatim is mutter. If you hold that the din of the kula of pas is because lo nispashto ha'iser b'chol hamkaimus, that means that iser never spreads a shnippashak. Once iser never spreads a shnippashak, so a later bezdin came and they said, oh, the Iser Pas Akum, poof, it's gone. No Iser Pas Akum. That means even Pas Balabatim should be Mutter. That's what the Shach says. Meaning, I myself, Shach, hold that the Kula is out Chaya Nefesh. But this Shita in the Ramah sounds like the Kula is out Lonis Pashto HaIser. Mimela, it's mistaber that the kula of the Ramah would apply even on pas balabatim. That's the Shach and Oisches. Lefiz emash, I feel pasha balabatim mutter. Dolon is pasha klau, iser pasha goyim, bosom mechomos. V'chein muchach b'mordechai. Even though the Yerushalmi says a pas balabatim is aser. Yeah, well, that's because the Yerushalmi holds this pashtu ha'iser b'chol makayim, and they're only matir al tzchaya nefesh. No? The Shach, if you know how to read a Shach, he's not saying the hoshtek o'teira. Shach is saying the Yerushalmi holds t'chuya. The Mordechai is saying hutra. And therefore, if it's Hutra, even Paschal Balabatim should be Mutter. Ubazeh, says the Shach, Yashavdi al Nachon, Masha Hisraim, Habes Yosef, Al Masha Kosev HaTor, in the name of the Rush. But the Rush says that there's no chiluk between Pas Balabatim and Pas Palter. The Beis Yosef jumps up and down and spits water nickels. Beis Yosef says, how could there be no difference? By Pas Balabatim, you have to be choshish for chasnus. Zach the Shach, I'll tell you the pshat in the Torah, v'shem aviv harash. The pshat in the Torah is because he holds on this Pashto ha'isser. If it's Lundis Pashto ha'isser, Memela is going to be mutter even Pashto Balabatim. By the way, this machlekes, whether we are make on Pashto Balabatim, b'makom shenahaku, whether they're only make on Pas Palter, is a well-known machlokes between the Rashb and the Ra'ah and Sadi Beis Amid Beis. And going to Tzadi Gimel Amid Aleph. The Shach is saying that if you hold Lonis Pashto Ha'iser, so it's got to be that you're Meko even on Pas Bala Batim. However, the Ramah does not sound this way. The Shach concludes that if you read the Ramah, that the Ramah is saying, Yesh Oimim Afil B'Makim Shapas Yisrael Matzoi Shari. What's Matzoi? He's commenting on the Mechaber that the pass of a Nachtoim is going to be Mutter. You get an impression from the Ramah, the last line in the Shach is, that there is no Kula of Pas Balabatim, even, right? There's no Kula of Pas Balabatim. What's the rationale, though? Acharei kechlos hakol, l'chore, the Shach's cheshben is a very good cheshben. If you hold lundis pashto ha'iser, you should be making even pashto balabatim. What's the reason why it should be a problem? So the Chokas Binyamin on page 14 in the Be'urim references a Pri Chodosh. The Pri Chodosh is in Os Ches, in the Pri Chodosh. The Pri Chodosh says, Hazoi. Pichad says that maybe you have to put the issues together. Why is it like lonis pashto ha'iser? Is it just that, you know, word never got to Shnippashuk that they asked pasakum? Or maybe lonis pashto ha'iser means that in Shnippashuk they couldn't handle the iser mishum chaya nefesh. In other words, I'm not going to say that there's a generalized heter of lonis pashto ha'iser. There's no such thing. Even when it's lonis pashta iser, the pre-chadash tainas, lonis pashta iser, imishum chaya nefesh. However, the pre-chadash writes in the Yisqas, nice, perhaps, maybe that's what the Mordechai holds, that's quoted in the Ramah here, but the Rashba writes, that lonis pashta means even pashto balabatim is mutter, exactly what we're saying. Okay, what we're basically getting at is as follows, gentlemen. There are two extreme possibilities, and you have a third possibility, which is mimutza. The extreme possibility is that if the heter is out lonis pashta, so therefore everything goes. The heter is mutter in all situations. Even Pasha Balabatim is going to be mutter. That's what the Rashba holds. Lonis Pashta, everything is mutter. That is probably what Taisus and Lamed Hay holds. Right? Taisus and Lamed Hay doesn't comment only Shal Palter is mutter. Everything is mutter. And that's why Taisus says that those who are Machmir, Stamazai, Yachumra, there's no Dimblius Kalim. The other extreme shita is that the kula is out dechuya entirely. The shach sounds like that in se'if katan vav. In se'if katan ches, the shach is saying that even for the ramah, you need dechuya, meaning to say azoi. There's one shita that's in gansan dechuya. Another shita that's in gansan hutra. Another shita that we're matirit because of chayin nefesh. which is kind of bridging the gap between Hutra and Dechuya. And that's probably what the Rama holds. Right? Again, I'm learning the Maskona of the Shach within the Mordechai Bishim, the Rama, right? And the Pri Chodosh says Pshat in it, like we explained. So far, so good. Hutra, Dechuya, and it could be that it is mutter only because of Kaya Nefesh, but when it's mutter, it's a broader heter, etc. Oh. So the Taz says Lonis Pashta entirely. The Shach says Mishum Kaya Nefesh, which means it's really Dechuya. And L'cha'ayra, this can explain a few Shachs, which Halo Davarhu, the Taz never quotes these Yesaidis. The Afaresh et Sichati. The Shach writes in Se'ifkat and Tes that the Minig is that we're Mako entirely. He quotes that from the Teres Chatas. I should point out, by the way, that the Teres Chatas, the beginning of Ayin Hey, is the very broad lo nispashta. The Teres Chatas says that we are not going to talk much about the dinim of Pas Akum, because for us, Pas Akum is mutter because lo nispashta. He doesn't get into any details about palter, not palter, etc., or mutter. That's the Teres Chatas called Ayin Hey. The Shach quotes that the Teres Chatas says that. However, there are other poiskim that the Teres Chatas quotes that you should be machmir nasas yimei tshuva. Now, why should be machmir nasas yimei tshuva? If it's mamish heter gomor, it should be mutter all year. Now, okay, this already you could quibble with, but Elamai, the Shach quotes this, that you should be machmir nasas yimei tshuva. You get an impression it's not entirely hutra. And then the Shach writes the end of Sifkat and Tes. Yeshli nira de Yeshli zahir af koyimos hashana. Shaloli kach pas shogoyim in a palter. Hecha de yesh palter Yisrael. Imlosha pas obikochavim yofi yoser. De ozshari kadokam and sifhe. Meaning, zak the Shach, that although the simple reading of the Ramah is that Ashkenazi Jews are meko on pas akum, even B'makayim, that there is a Jewish baker, or lechala pachos, or make on pass palter, B'makayim, that there is a Jewish baker, zak the Shach, you, readers of my book, should not be makel on this. You should be machmir. And that's what the Shach says. Now, what's the pshat in the Shach? How can we saying that you should be machmir? I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is that the Shach holds that the kula is dechuya. It's not hutra. And if it's dechuya, so therefore avoid it. Try to avoid it. Don't. When I was learning these things with Rav Schechter, he says, yeah, Taka, we should hold like the Shach. You should be machmir not to have pas, right? Not to have pas shel palter akum, where there is a palter Yisrael. Right? If you have a Jewish bakery in town, buy the Jewish bakery stuff, unless the Goyish stuff is much better than the Jewish stuff. Like it says in Sif Hey, that if you have Pas Goy who makes Pas, you have a Palter Goy who makes Pas Yafem Imenu, then it's Mutter even for Sfaradim. That's Ki'ilu. It's not Mutter. I call this the Steladoro Kukoi Svara. Everybody knows that there is no better thing in the world than Steladoro cookies. You know the Strimal cookies? The Rabbi Simon calls them the Mashlokei Strimal. Right? There's a Jewish brand, Lo Karev Zelza. If you have Pas Akum, that's Mamish far superior to Pas Yisrael, the Shach says you should be Machmir. That's because I think the Shach holds that the din is Dechuya. And the Shach tainas that you should be Machmir even in Ases Yimei Tshuva. One could argue that this is out Dechuya also, although we'll say in a minute that maybe it's not out that reason. Let's talk about another Shach. Shach Se'if Katin Zayin. Shach Se'if Katin Zayin. Shach Se'if Katin Zayin writes that this halacha, that they are mekel on pas nachtoim, if there's no nachtoim Yisrael, there's no Jewish baker to be mekel on pas palter, that din is true only if it is pas shel akum, sha'afa'oi akum. But pas shel Yisrael, sha'afa'oi akum, there is no place that they are mekel on it. It has a din of bishel akum. And that's what the Shach writes in Se'if Katan Zayin. Now, what's the pshat in that? Right, again, goyish bread that's baked by a goy, I could be mekel on. But it's a little bit paradoxical. Jewish bread, the Jew owns the dough, then the goy breaks it, it's more machmir. Why is that? So Shach tells me the pshat. The pshat is because the kula of pas palter is because of chaya nefesh. Chaya nefesh means you can't get anything besides this. Or like you say in Seif, hey, you can't get anything as good besides this. So in the case you have pas shel Yisrael, all you got to do is stick it in the oven. How hard is it to find a Jew who knows how to put something in the oven? It's easy to do. Therefore, if it's easy to do, you should be machmir. Meaning that the whole din is dechuya, not hutra. Point one in the Shach. Point two in the Shach is that the Shach is mekel on pas shel Yisrael, sha'afo'i akum. The Shach is machmir, pas shel Yisrael, sha'afo'i akum. The reason to be machmir is A, it's a dechuya heter, not hutra. And since you can get a Jew to put it in the oven, so therefore it's mutter. Point two is the Shach says a pas shel Yisrael she'afoi akum is usher out bishol akum. No, bishol akum, dude, bishol. It's pas. What do you mean bishol? Teretz is then the Shach is l'shitasai. Because the Shach and Sif Katan Hey, I know Brian didn't like this. But the Shach and Sif Katan Hey quotes in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that fundamentally there should be a kula of Eina Ayla Shulcha Malachim even by Pas. Because Pas and Bishol is the same thing on a fundamental level. If there, it's the same thing on a fundamental level. So therefore I'm going to say, I'm going to say that Pas Shel Yisrael Shafo Akum has a din of Bishol Akum. Since it's a gezeira shatzib yichonu lamod bai, so therefore you have to be machmir ad kan divrei hashach. Now this comes up all the time, no? Pastor Yisro Shafal Akum, my cleaning lady heats up some pizza bagels for my kids. Like Maccabee pizza bagels. Pretty good stuff. I like them, no? They have mozzarella cheese on top. You know, you could buy them. It's Gevaldik. Right? You know Maccabee pizza bagels? So that's a frum company. It's Pastor Yisrael. My cleaning lady is baking it. Pasha Yisro Shafo Akum. The Shach would say, Shreif. This comes up all the time. Is there any kula? So look in Igros Moshe. Chelek Aleph, Simen Memhei. Rav Moshe writes that there are two maslulim, two tracks, to be mekel on this. One is that you hold that Bishol Akum and Pas Akum are totally different. One is that Bishol Akum and Pas Akum are totally different dinim. And you can't say that because there's no heter of Pas, Memeila it's Asr Alts Bishol. Okay. No Saf Al Kach says Rav Moshe. Maybe the shita that the Shach quotes in Sifkat and Zayin, that Pas Yisrael Shafoi Akum is Aser. That's talking about a case that you're in your own kitchen. You could bake it yourself, but you decide to have the goy bake it. That's when it's a problem. But if I own the factory, so there would be chutzos, there would be a loss to have to pay for Jewish workers instead of Goyish workers to bake the stuff. So B'kahai Gavna, says Ramosha, since it's going to be chutzos, so then in that situation, it's like Chaya Nefesh. Chaya Nefesh means you're going to lose money. Chaya Nefesh means it's necessary. So because it's going to be chutzos, you're going to lose money. So therefore, Moshe writes Chelak Aleph Siman Mem Hey, that Pas Shel Yisrael Sha'afa'o Akum is going to be mutter in the case where there's chutzos. So back to my cleaning lady, Tina. She's a very fine woman. I like her. So if Tina heats up pizza bagels, are there chutzos? Yeah, there's chutzos, no? Because if I'm going to heat up the pizza bagel, there's chutzos because my kids want pizza bagels. If I'm going to have to come home to heat up the pizza bagels, there's a loss of my Seder time, where there's a loss of, right? It's even worth more than the few bucks. So the Chaora, that's a kula. Right? The Shach is only talking about a case, Dr. Moshe. Right? There are two assumptions in the Shach, and Moshe tackles both of them. Moshe, right? The Shach is assuming that the kula is only Yad Chaya Nefesh. We could broaden Chaya Nefesh when they have to hire workers. I want to suggest I could broaden Chaya Nefesh even beyond that. And there's also the other issue that the Shach is assuming that Bishul and Pas is fundamentally one and the same. These are the two issues that come up in the Shach Se'if Katan Zayin. We're good, gentlemen? No one's talking today. That means either one of two things. Either it means that it's mamish clear, can the sinase misinai, or it means that you have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm hoping it's the first. Good? Ah, hutra d'chuya, right? Machlokes is Taisus Rif, Machlokes is Shach and Taz. The Taz, by the way, never quotes that you should be machmir like the Mechaber. No? The Shach quotes that. The Taz over here never quotes the thing about Sersi Me'etshuva. That Mecha'era is not such a issue, because you don't have to quote that. Because in the Rechaim Siman Tov Resh Gimel, you have the din that you should be machmir on Pas Akum during Sersi Me'etshuva. And someone could argue that the kula during Sersi Me'etshuva is different than, or the chumrah, I should say, of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is different than the chumrah at the end of the Shach, that I should be machmir like a Sfardi. What's the pshat? So the pshat says like, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, I'm trying to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, God, I want you to go out of your way and judge me Latova, and I'm gonna do something to show that I mean it this year. You know what, God? I'm not going to have Pas Palter. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, I'm looking for Chumras. I want a Chumra to dafka show that I'm firm, so that the Ribbono Shel Olam would judge me favorably. It's a different vart than being machmir like the Mechaber all year long. And I think I have a bit of a diuk. And it's not just me. The Minchas Yaakov in Klal Ayin Hey Os Aleph has this diuk also. If you read the Shach Sifkatin Tess, the Shach writes that you should be Zahir Kol Yemos Hashana not to buy bread from a goy if there is a Jewish baker. Imloi Shapas Ove Kochavim Yafa Yoser. Right, meaning we'll invoke Se'if Hey, right, my Stella Dora cookie, Sarah, that if the Goyish bread is far superior to the Jewish bread, then you could be Makel. But the Shach only says this at the end of his Sifkatan. When the Shach speaks about during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he does not give me the kula that if the Goyish bread is much better than the Yiddish bread. Why not? Shouldn't the dinim be the same? In the Chelkas bin Yamin somewhere, he says that the dinim are exactly the same. Chelkas bin Yamin, I believe it's in Ois Tzadi, in the Tziyunim in Ois Tzadi. No, the Chelkas bin Yamin in the Tziyunim in Ois Kof. The Chelkas bin Yamin writes that it's not mistaber to have different rules, process you make tshuva and all year long, etc. Not mistaber. I don't know that's correct. Rabbi Willig told me once gave a Shabbos tshuva drasha about this. Yeah, I don't know. Once gave a Shabbos tshuva drasha about how during Aseres Yemei Tshuva we have more chumras in Pas Akum than we have for Sfaradi all year long. That's Meduyak in the Shach. That's what the Minchas Yaakov says. There's another case where we're machmir. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem Beis gets very upset about how he heard that there are communities that Rachmana Litzlan are opening Jewish bakeries. Mishnah, I remember.
On Shabbos.
What?
On Shabbos.
Not on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Thursday, all year long. He's upset that there are Jewish bakeries. I remember we used to have in the Heights a few bakeries. When I first lived in the Heights, there were three kosher bakeries in the Heights. There was Bagel Delight on 181st and Bennett. There was Grunenbounds on 181st between Bennett and Fort Wash. And there was a bakery called Gideon's, which was on 187th and Fort Wash. Three bakeries. At this point, how many kosher bakeries are there in the Heights? Zero. They might be opening one over here, no? But we gotta wait. No, you gotta wait. Until you see it open, right? Don't assume. So when this happened, when they closed Gideon's, which was the last bakery in the Heights, first Gideon's was under the hashgacha of KAJ, and then they wanted to serve some Yuhu chocolate milks to have them in the refrigerator. And KAJ said, our Hashgacha's policy is that you can't have any non-Chol Yisrael products in the store. So they what's it called? So KAJ said, okay, if you want to have Yuhu drinks, we're not going to give Hashgacha in the store anymore. So they got the OU. Okay, the good Hashgacha. Rav Mantle, the Rav of Breuer, says, you can't eat there. OU is not a good hashgacha. I'm like, what are you talking about? I call him. I'm like, rough, like, call a kavod. Like, I understand. Like, what's the problem with the OU? He's like, Rabbi Schwartz, there are real problems. So I'm like, why don't you speak to Rav Schachter about it? He's like, why would I speak to him? Like, he's the posik of the OU. He lives down the block from you, right? You live in 100 Bennett. He lives in 24 Bennett, right? Not so complicated. No, Rabbi Schwartz, no. Okay, whatever. It happens that the bakery didn't last. The bakery didn't last under the OU. Like, the Breuer's people weren't buying there, and Gideon's bakery didn't last. So Gideon's goes out of business. So one of my Talmidim, a guy who dominated in the show, is close with him, a guy, Dashiell Ferguson. Fascinating guy. Dashiell Ferguson posts on Facebook when they did this. He posts, they closed Gideon's bakery. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah gets really upset that they have bakeries. Because he says, Kavod Shabbos is that you're supposed to bake your own bread. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in the same place in Reish Mem Beis that Kavod Shabbos is that you should not eat Pas Akum, even if it's the best bread in Shtat, because Kavod Shabbos is that you should be Mechen the Kavod Shabbos. You should do it yourself. So l'cha'ora, that Mishnah Berurah is a little different than these dinim, right? Well, I'm trying to get it as like, there are three times that I should be machmir not to have pas akum. I have Sfaradim in Kuf Yud Beis, which the Shach says Ashkenazim should be machmir for. I have Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and I have Erev Shabbos. The din on Erev Shabbos is that we dafka want the Yisrael to do the Maisa L'Kavod Shabbos. That might mean as follows: Nirlofi and Nistaiti, that there are ways of avoiding Pas Akum, but doesn't become Pas Yisrael. Let's say a Jew comes and like throws a Hashlachas Kisim in, so we're Mekel by Pas. But does that make it Pas Yisrael? The Jew does a tiny Maisa. L'chora, that means it's not Pas Akum. But if I wanted to mamish be Pas Yisrael, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, right? Remember, Kavod Shabbos means, the Gra says, I do a Maisa on Erev Shabbos for Kavod Shabbos. I'm supposed to bake my bread on Erev Shabbos or Kavod Shabbos. If I want to become Kavod Shabbos, I got to do it myself. Just the Hashlachas Kisim might not make it Pas Yisrael. Right? It might remove the din of Pas Akum. But the Pas Yisrael, Lohigia. Right? So what I'm trying to argue is, Rabbi Simon touches on this in his Maimer in Beis Yitzchak, volume 32. But Nir Lofi and Niestaiti, that there are three times on a Machmer and Pas Akum, and look, they're not the same dinim. There are three different Gedarim with the three dinim, three different Gedarim entirely. That's what I would suggest. It's interesting to note, by the way, that the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be machmir on Pas Akum on Shabbos more than the rest of the year. Look in the Rashba, Torah Habayis, Sadi Beis Amid Beis, B'Shem the Ramban. He quotes in the Gaonim. The Gaonim say that you're make on Pas Akum Mishum Chaya Nefesh. That might mean if you would not have bread for 3 days. But on Shabbos, you could be Mekel, even if it's not 3 days. Because you need bread on Shabbos. Right? It's funny. Again, I know it's not the same issue. But it's funny that the Ramban is called by the Rash, but a bigger kula on Pas Akum on Shabbos, as opposed to the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Mem Beis, who has a bigger chumrah on Pas Akum on Shabbos. I understand, it's like a different din, right? The Ramban is talking about that you should have bread on Shabbos, you mekayim suda Shabbos, etc. Right? It's important. But you get an impression. So I think these are the ha'aris I wanted to make about whether pas is hutra or dechuya, and the hashlachot that we have from this. And my understanding is that the shach is firmly in the dechuya camp, and we should have a wonderful day. Rav Moshe's kula is like an extension of Chaya Nefesh, right? Correct. Yeah. The Shach is Gedolei HaPoskim, right? Yeah, for sure. Right? It's just Mishum Chaya Nefesh, you could be Mekel, right?